It's an immense wilderness where man is never lonely because he feels life astir on every side. The sea is simply the vehicle for a prodigious, unearthly mode of existence. It's simply movement and love. It's living infinity, as one of your poets put it. And in essence, Professor, nature is here made manifest by all three of her kingdoms, mineral, vegetable, and animal. The last of these is aptly represented by the four zoophyte groups, three classes of articulates, five classes of mollusks, and three vertebrate classes, mammals, reptiles, and those countless legions of fish, an infinite order of animals totaling more than 13,000 species, of which only one-tenth belong to fresh water. The sea is a vast pool of nature. Our globe began with the sea, so to speak, and who can say we won't end with it? Here lies supreme tranquility. The sea doesn't belong to tyrants.